Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I am Dr. Saad Usmani. I am frequently asked what should be included in the diagnostic workup of multiple myeloma patients. And my general answer to the community oncologist is when we're faced with a newly diagnosed myeloma patient or a potentially newly diagnosed myeloma patient, there are certain lab tests, there's certain biopsy-specific tests and certain imaging-specific testing that we need to consider. From the lab test perspective, we're trying to assess the degree of anemia, so a complete blood count may be in order. Very rarely patients do present with low white blood cell and platelet counts as well, so those are also indices that we need to look at. The comprehensive chemistry panel, including calcium levels as well as serum albumin levels, are important. We need to look at the renal function, so serum creatinine and BUN, or blood urea nitrogen levels, are important from that standpoint. Then there are certain other diagnostic labs that will help us identify monoclonal proteins. So serum protein electrophoresis along with immunofixation, a 24-hour urine protein electrophoresis along with immunofixation, and a serum free light chain assay are important tests that we need to do to identify and characterize what kind of monoclonal protein the patients may have. The protein electrophoresis can help us identify the serum or the urine M component, but the immunofixation part helps us recognize what kind of M protein it is. Is it an IgG, IgA, and whether it's kappa or lambda. Then quantitative immunoglobulins are also important to measure at the time of diagnosis, and many times they appear to be elevated for the involved heavy chain. So, you know, if it's an IgG kappa myeloma, the IgG levels may be increased and the IgA and IgM may be suppressed. Same is true if it's an IgA isotype myeloma, then IgA will be elevated and IgG and IgM will be suppressed. So those are certain important diagnostic tests that we need to do. Then serum beta 2 microglobulin helps us in prognosticating myeloma when we are using the revised ISS staging criteria. So that's an important lab test. Bone marrow biopsies are important to do. Bone marrow aspirates are sent for flow cytometry, cytogenetics, as well as FISH panel for myeloma. And where available, gene expression profiling signature such as MyPRS or SKY92 may be sent to identify high-risk patients that can then be channeled towards more specialized centers of care or for clinical trials purposes. Then bone marrow biopsies also help us in looking at cellularity and the percentage of plasmacytosis in any given patient. Generally, skeletal surveys are the first imaging technique that we utilize, but in patients who have negative skeletal surveys, knowing the limitations of what the skeletal surveys can show us from bone involvement perspective, we may get MRIs or PET CTs in certain patients. So I think in general, that is a long-winded yet detailed answer that I gave to community oncologists on what to include when working up a newly diagnosed myeloma patient. Thank you for viewing this activity.